by the way, they were asking for Spencer Arrighetti, and amongst other things.
Yeah,
and
so, piss off.
So Dana told him to go to hell.
get the hell out of here.
He said, I keep it real. He said, Minnesota wouldn't pay $50 million. And you think I'm going to give up Spencer? But Dana moved off of that. So clearly Dana felt like they wanted another pitcher and wanted Dylan Cease, but they didn't go ahead and pull the trigger because it was too rich. How are you feeling about this rotation right now?
Well, I mean, I think that's the risk here moving forward with the Astros, right? I think if everybody comes back healthy, and if everybody at this point, I mean, look, I'd like to say nails when you talk about Lance McCullers, when you talk about Spencer Arrighetti and Christian Javier, really those are the big three right there. You know, I'd like to say, hey, hell yeah, all three of those guys come back and be nails. But the reality of it is we need one of those guys to be who we have seen them be before and who we hope they would be this year. Like just one of those guys come back and feel that third starter role, and then the other guys fill in throughout the next 50 games, and let's see what, you know, what kind of complete rotation, what the bullpen looks like at that point in time. Yeah. But that's the risk right now is that third star. It's obviously, and they feel that way as well, because, I mean, hell, Dana Brown was vocal about, hey, man, we'd like to go get a third starter in a rotation.
And they were at it all the way up until the 5 o'clock deadline.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, right now is you've got – I'm not worried about – or I don't dislike the position they're in. I mean, if you told me, all right, look here, we're not going to get a third starter, you know, at the deadline, and here's our scenario, is we're going to get a guy in Lance McCullers that we've seen do absolute work, and, you know, we hope that he can get back to close to or to the point that he, when he was playing, is pitching his best baseball. The other option is Christian Javier, who we thought highly enough to give a contract, pay him well, keep him around, and we've seen him be absolute nasty. And then Spencer Arrighetti, a young pitcher that we've yet to see the best of, and we don't know when we're going to see the best of him, but he's coming back, and he's coming back strong. Those are your three options. You've got three options. It's not like you're sitting here with zero options at that third starter. You still have guys that could very easily be a not a good but a great third starter in a rotation. Now, do any of them accomplish it? We'll see. I would have liked to have something a little bit more for sure, but we sit in a spot where you got three guys I think that are competing their ass off for that third spot.
Yeah, I'm not greatly concerned, right? Because I do think Clint, They if they really felt like they didn't have somebody in-house that can fill the void that they need to fill, because you said they're throwing numbers, right, Clint? If they can just get like two of them, Javier, Arrighetti, McCullers, Luis Garcia, Walter, France, if they could just get two of them to kind of be in this and be able to give them quality innings down the stretch, that's something. And to your point of the third starter, I think they have enough time with these guys to get themselves into a space where they're ready to maybe take on a start in the postseason. It's just the risk of, all right, these guys are coming back from injuries that you may not know. I mean, Lance with the blisters and Arrighetti are probably the ones you feel the most confident about. I mean, even though I love Javier and I think he can be a one or a two starter, we've seen that in the postseason from him. You know, he's coming off Tommy John, man. We don't know, like, you don't know how much he's going to be able to give. He still haven't gotten to four innings yet. Like, he still hadn't gotten over 65 pitches yet. So that's just the only thing. But I trust Dana that he feels really confident that one or two of these guys with a 5-game cushion over Seattle and Texas, that 4.5, I think, now that Seattle won yesterday, but that at least two of these guys will be able to give them what they need. At least two of them. Like you said, it's not like he's sitting there like crossing his fingers with Brandon Walter and that's it. No, he's got guys that have pitched and that have really, really good stuff when they're right.
Well, if you get one of them, and we're obviously talking about down the stretch here, and how they chew innings is I think going to be a big hurdle here. I mean, you got to get guys healthy and ready to pitch. And
yeah, they got four starters right now.
Yeah, I mean that chewing innings right now through the rest of the season is I think probably more of a concern than whether they find a third starter or not, or they're confident in a third starter or not. But I mean, look, if you get one of these guys to step up, I don't care who it is, you get one of these guys to step up, and then the other two can in a playoff series can be a piggyback approach. You're in a really, really good spot. Now we'll see if they can all three stay healthy. We'll see if they can all three come back and still have tread on the tire, or take the next step, or develop to the next step. We'll see if that's the case. But you know, they're not in a terrible situation. I'll put it to you that way. They're not in a terrible situation. Now, a bigger part of that, which now is maybe not the time, but that damn Hunter Brown got to come on now.
Yeah, tonight's a big one for him. He hasn't gotten through five innings or past five innings in at least his last three or four starts. So this is a big one. Someone on the text line real quick said, Clint, why are you counting on Lance McCullers? He's washed.
Look, I'm just giving you the options, man. I mean, you got those three guys. If you think Lance McCullers is washed, hey, you might be right. I mean, hell, he's just been on the IL with a damn blister, and he was awful before that.
It was
devastating blister. You may be right. I mean, look, Spencer Arrighetti may never be a quality starter in Major League Baseball. Christian Javier may never come back the same. There's a lot of left to be, story left to be told here. I'm not sitting here saying that one guy isn't washed, or one guy isn't, not a third starter in a rotation caliber. Or I don't know. I'm just, those are the three guys that we as Astro fans right now, whether you like Lance McCullers or not, your ass is banking on him.
Yeah, he's, and be honest with you, from a health concern, him and Spencer Arrighetti are the ones that, probably you feel like there's not as much of a concern when you got the other guys all coming off Tommy John or shoulder issues.
Well, look, I'm fully aware. Lance is one injury away from retiring. I'm aware of that.
That ain't the damn truth right there.
I'm aware of that. He's also one start away from striking out 12.